Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Tour the pit.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam my deen. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
In the name of God, salam, all the listeners, everyone who's listening us from all around the world, dear sisters and brothers, we are with you. Here is IRB English Radio. We're having another session of the Youth Station.
By the first verse of the Holy Quran.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Allah will bless you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Protect you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Help you.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
So ask His blessings.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
His protection.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
His help.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Today we're having some interesting topics for you as well.
Yeah, it's the Youth Station for you. You were waiting
yes,
for it, right?
Yes, of course. And there's no start with that, Juju Kachu. Here with us, we have...
Muzaffar Haider.
Yes, we have our brother Muzaffar.
I wanted to start with a story.
I love stories.
Yeah, so I have a potentially very upbeat, friendly, happy personality.
That's very good.
Potentially. Because a lot of the times what I've noticed is what happens is when I go into certain environments with that attitude, there'll always be one person who kind of pokes at it. Ooh, yeah.
That's too bad.
And when they poke
yes,
at it,
happens.
It makes you go, oh, okay. And then it makes
you
retreat.
They crush you.
Yeah, it makes you
hold
retreat.
Back.
Yeah. Sometimes you find yourself in a different environment where you feel like, oh, I need to be a bit quiet here.
Yes,
when I was supposed to be like really loud and friendly. There was one guy, he was really nice, like really nice guy. And he was just friendly, open, speaking openly, making jokes all the time. And for some reason, I made a snide comment about him.
So,
you know, I kind of said, oh, yeah, something nasty about him.
So it happens to all of us, perhaps. It's
really bad, but that helped me to realize the mentality of somebody. Because I was shy, because I was afraid of being like him,
that's one of the reasons.
Some weird desire to kind of bring him down. It's shaitan. I'm telling you, sister, it's shaitan.
Yes, true.
Shaitan could never have the strength to be like Adam.
Yes.
Right? And so... because he was not the chosen one, he wanted to bring the chosen one down.
Exactly.
This is
the
really
comparison
devilish.
He made. We sometimes do the mistake of insulting other peoples or drag them down to our level. And we said that there might be some personal issues behind that. But then sometimes some people trigger you into a point where you are irritated.
I get triggered so easily.
I can't say that I am very patient and I do not do anything, but most of the times when I'm too angry, I quit talking.
Uh-huh. You just go quiet.
Yes, that's a personal thing that happens every time. When I'm too angry and too desperate with the situation, I don't talk.
Mm-hmm. That's probably a good thing, to be honest.
Yes, that's a good thing, but sometimes it kills me from the inside because I want to explode, but there is not such a ability in me.
The explosive people are not the ones, apparently, that psychologists say you should be worried about. It's implosive people who are dangerous because they're quiet, and then they turn up at a shopping center with a gun and then shoot everybody.
No, but I'm not so dangerous. Don't worry.
Okay. But yeah, Islam, you won't believe this, but no, you will believe it. But Islam actually teaches us to get angry.
To get angry?
To get angry, yeah.
Why? Yeah. No, there's no way.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
No, never.
Because it says in the Quran, idfa' billati hiya ahsan. Kind of defend yourself, crudely translated here.
Yeah.
Defend yourself or fight back. By that which is ahsan, that which is best. Okay, and it's the context is about, you know, when people,
which is very difficult at the moment.
Exactly, because the next verse actually says that. It says it is only those who have a lot of patience can accomplish this.
Yes, again, the story of patience, which is the most difficult job.
So the idea is that one of the worst things we can do when somebody has insulted us or when somebody's done something that's made us angry is actually just to take it and I'm going to bear this patiently and let it just go inside. It's actually one of the worst things we can do. And by the way, I just want to point out, this is just my opinion. If you disagree, please do go ahead.
Yes.
I feel that what we need to do or learn to do is to respond, but in the best way.
That best way, the part that you're saying, the best way, changes the story upside down.
That changes the entire story, right?
Yes.
It's like, you know, are you not
making...
You
need to be very patient.
Yeah.
And very much evolved. You should be such a person who has been developed through many years.
Yes and no. You can learn to do it at a younger age. I mean, I don't do it. I'm just saying I don't do it.
Yes.
I know how it can be done.
I know what you mean.
That's what's really frustrating about it.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Like, okay, give me an example of an insult. I'll show you how to do it. You've done English literature. You can do an insult, trust me. When somebody throws you a ball, you catch the ball and you throw it back.
In a nice way.
Right, and you can do it in the nicest of ways.
Yes.
I'll give you another example, right? Imam alayhi salam. I think it was the sixth imam, seventh imam. It was Imam Baqir. It was the fifth imam.
Yes.
Alayhi salam. He's plowing the field, right?
Yes.
The imams were constantly engaged in some sort of hard labor. A man comes to him and he says, Baqir, which means cow.
Yes.
Hey, Baqir, right? He insulted him because his name was Baqir.
Yes.
Imam Baqir doesn't just, you know, be silent and bear it. No, he says, my name is Baqir. It's not Baqir.
That's all right, so very patient.
You know, but he replied.
Yes,
you know,
he replied.
He gave that response rather than just remaining silent. The man takes another step. He insults the imam's mother,
yes,
the blessed mother. And he says that, you know, your mother was a such and such woman. She was a cook, you know, because Imam Baqir's mother used to cook food.
Yes, right?
And that was how she served the cause of Islam. Imam Baqir simply said, well, you know what? That's a profession and there's no... you know, there's no shame in
shame,
it, such a
yes,
profession.
There is no shame.
Then he says, you know, he said a very, very bad insult to the blessed imam's mother. At this point, the imam turns around and he says, if what you say is true, may Allah forgive my mother. And if say is untrue, may Allah forgive you.
Yes.
You see, this is what I mean. You take the ball that is given to you and you give
what
it back.
What a heritage we have.
Right?
Yes.
And I can't think of practical examples, but I know that I've done this before, and I'm sure that you've done it before as well, and it probably made you feel really
good. It doesn't come right now.
It gives you power.
Yes, it gives.
It gives you a sense of power in the society, in the social environments, and we really need to develop that
power. I think by time, as we grow up, we'll learn it. We'll learn how to deal with such people.
If we practice it.
Except from sometimes when we are so... tired, or maybe we ourselves have problems, so we can't just reply in a nice way.
Yeah, yeah.
We're human beings, you know, everything is possible.
Sometimes, though, I would say that you do just need to get angry. It's a good thing to get angry, especially if some sort of injustice has taken place. Remember,
exactly. Injustice, yes.
Yeah, all of the ahadith which are talking about, you know, patience, not losing your temper, they're not talking about when injustice has taken place.
Yes.
In fact, you know, you have to get angry. Islam tells you that you need to get angry when injustice takes place. So
of
I think
course,
that's one
you have
thing
to stay for your own rights.
Yeah.
Even other people.
Yeah, if somebody's trampling on you and you're going to be like, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not Christians, right?
Yes.
Our religion is not, you know, turn the other cheek. No.
Yes.
Our religion says that if somebody slaps you, slap them back so that you stop that slapping
and,
from taking place.
A question comes here. What about a moment where another person is insulted in front of you? Do you take any action?
Yeah, I mean, oftentimes that's easier to take action, isn't it? You should... always defend that person.
Sometimes it is difficult.
Sometimes, yeah, it's very difficult, especially...
because you're in a crowd and it is very difficult, even if it is injustice and you have to speak. But I don't know why you keep silent. And you know that that person is being oppressed.
Yeah.
But because there are plenty of people in there, you're scared perhaps of the crowd.
That's the cool thing about Islam, right? It frees you from any kind of fears. You're supposed to have this kind of fearless attitude.
Yes, you should be brave.
Yeah. Yeah, Islam makes you brave. It forces you to be brave a lot of the time.
Exactly. So we talked about insulting, being insulted, being irritated by the one who insults you and the other people. And also we said that there's some ways to get out of that insulting thing.
This is all about this kind of sense of honor. I want to be better than this person and therefore you will insult this person.
Yes, we talked about
that. If somebody is insulting you, it's because you're in the limelight. It's because they see you as a kind of threat to their own honor. They want to be above you in some way, right?
Yes, exactly.
So the Quran says, "Man kana yuridu al-izzata falillahi 'izzatu jami'a." One who desires honor, honor is entirely Allah's.
Yes, it's
sometimes when somebody insults you, especially in a public gathering, like with others around, and you just kind of don't say anything and you just put your head down.
Yes,
it backfires against them. Because everybody sees that that person is just insulted and it actually damages their own reputation.
Yes,
and you look quite graceful.
Because everyone is noticing that situation.
I think there's a hadith that says that if somebody says something that you don't like or they attack you verbally, lower your gaze, like just look down and it will go over your head. It will miss you.
That's very true. Yeah.
You know, so sometimes that's the solution.
Ignoring is sometimes a system as well on its own. You can ignore, and then I think everybody would notice that you're more intellectual than they are because you didn't drag yourself down into their level.
Yeah. Sometimes you're dealing with a particularly obnoxious person, like a person who is constantly doing something.
Those people are very much vivid. I mean, everyone knows that they are like this. So I think everyone ignores them, except those who have the heart and the God.
But what if you're stuck with such a person? You're having to work with such a person. But sometimes you're in the workplace or the education sphere, you know.
A co-worker, a classmate, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Well, so there is no way. One day you'll explode in their face.
Yeah, so isn't it better to just let those explosions out at short bursts rather than build it all up and then come in one day with a gun and just like bazooka them?
Yes, that's true. Yes, that's true. But in its practice, I have to practice more.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we have to stay for our own rights. I told you, most of the time I thought ignoring those people is a good strategy. But at some point I learned that, no, sometimes you have to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
Because the more you stay silent, the more people is going to think what you, the way you are being treated is the true way.
Yeah.
So you have to speak. So thank you for listening to us. This was all we could give you of the topic we talked about. Hope you're not tired and you enjoyed it all. Thank you. And until another session with Youth Station, may God be always on your side.
I am what I am because you made. I have what I have. My love is strong because of you. In weakness I am braver, my defender and my savior, my giver and my taker, abiding in silence with patience and guidance. When I need you, the light, when I seek you, justice, forgiveness, the strength in my weakness, I mind of